parents and good teachers. It's Jill Simonian from PragerU Kids. You know that I always love to say hello to keep us all informed about what's happening in our education system. We're working really hard here at PragerU Kids to produce videos and magazines and books that will actually educate our children with knowledge instead of radicalized, politicized worldviews force-fed to our children in schools. Right? Am I right? Yes. But I wanted to come here to talk with you right now. This is a little bit spontaneous because I found something that actually just happened here in Los Angeles Unified School District. Now, many of you parents and teachers who are watching might say, oh, nothing surprises us in LA anymore. But this is something that just is, it's another affirmation, pardon the pun, to show us how hijacked our schools have really become. And, you know, the main reason that I continue to do these videos, these parent alerts, as we've been, you know, starting to call them, the main reason why I've been doing these parent alerts is because the more we know as parents and good and decent teachers, I might add, the better informed we can be to make choices concerning our children, our schools, our communities. Knowledge is golden, right? So here I want to talk about what Los Angeles schools did recently, most recently. There was a book reading, a virtual book reading that Breitbart reported about. And you can see I've got it pulled up on my screen here for those of you who are watching. Breitbart reported that the LA Unified School District partnered with this national organization called Open Books to host this virtual reading event for sixth graders on February 16th. So yeah, it just happened, so that they can affirm transgender and non-binary youth during classroom time inside of the classroom. And I just want to, and again, this was for sixth graders. Reminder that sixth graders are about 11 or 12 years old, okay? So they're not even teenagers yet. I'm going to scroll down this article for those of you who are watching, and let's just unpack this a little bit for the sake of being informed, well-informed. Los Angeles Unified School District is set to host a book reading event for sixth graders that will affirm transgender and non-binary youth. Now, this was a virtual reading event, and the links are here on my screen. It was part of LA Unified's second annual observance of the Jazz and Friends National Day of School and Community Readings. And we'll get into that in a second. But before we do that, I want to go ahead and click on this tab link here that says reading event, because I want to go with you, or I want you to come with me rather, through this so that we can look at the original sources and really find out what's going on. You know, some of our viewers and listeners often like to scream propaganda at us when we're talking about the current perils of educating, trying to educate our children now. But this is not propaganda. These are the original sources, and I'm bringing this to you. Here we have LAUSD Unified. This is their website. This is their information page. Human relations. Oops, I'm getting caught up in the thing here. Okay, we invite you to join LA Unified's second annual observance of the Jazz and Friends National Day of School and Community Readings, it says here on the website. It says it is on Thursday, February 16th, 8:30 to 9:20 a.m. That is almost 1 hour worth of class time, okay, which is very confusing to me, given that recent findings have shown the majority of Los Angeles Unified School District students are not at proficiency when it comes to, you know, math and reading scores. Okay, so let's forget that many of the Los Angeles Unified School District students are not proficient in foundational standards, but this is taking almost 1 hour worth of class time. EEC sixth grade classrooms are invited to join the webinar live as it streams from Tulsa School for Advanced Studies in Region North. Okay, the activity will include a read aloud by Deputy Superintendent of Instruction, Dr. Carla Estrada, followed by an interactive activity facilitated by the Human Relations team. Basic art supplies are recommended. Teachers can log into the webinar and project it for their class to follow along. Here's the most important part. Right there on the LAUSD Unified website, it says, and I'm going to highlight it for those who are watching, parent guardian notification is not required. Let's read that again. Parent guardian notification is not required. That is a direct instruction from LAUSD Unified to its teachers and administrators regarding a virtual book reading event that is happening 1 hour almost during class time for sixth graders to talk to them about accepting non-binary and transgenderism. Are we listening? Are our eyes open? I look at these articles all the time, and for those of you who follow PragerU on Instagram or you follow me on Instagram, you know that I find these headlines all the time, and I'm constantly bringing them to light on Instagram with the help of our amazing team here. But when I see this on a district website, even though I have admittedly become desensitized to it, I'm still shocked, and I'm still taken aback, and I'm still, quite frankly, really offended. And I hate saying that I'm offended because, you know, I feel like that's very cliche, but I am really offended as a parent, as a citizen, as just a person who lives in this community, you know, thinking about children and how this is very age inappropriate to be talking about, for teachers to be talking about these types of sensitive, complex topics with students during class time when parent guardian notification is not required. That's obscene. Okay, that's obscene. So let's go back to the original article. There's point number one. Let's just go see what this Jazz and Friends National Day of School and Community Readings are. And I'm gonna click the link. Here we go. This is what was happening. Join us for our Welcoming Schools National Day of Reading. I wanna preface this part with, everyone deserves dignity and respect. Every child, every person, every human being deserves to be treated with respect, dignity, kindness, understanding. You know, I'm not all of those things, those values that we hold dear for human decency, no matter what age you are, no matter what heritage you are, no matter what sexual orientation you are, all of those things, I really do stand behind them. However, my personal issue with National Day of Readings when it comes to these complex and sensitive topics in schools is that it is a breach of informed parental consent. And we saw on the LAUSD website that I just showed you right now, parental consent is not required. These are complicated topics. And however you feel about what age might be appropriate to talk about these things with children, keep in mind that every parent has the right to share our values with our children, whether we believe, whether they are based in the Bible, whether they are not based in the Bible. Every parent has our right to share our values with our children at a time and in a place that we deem to be appropriate. That is a fundamental right of parents. It's been identified as being inside of our Constitution, identified in our Constitution, but that is a fundamental right for parents. And I understand that organizations like, Welcoming Schools, I'm going to scroll back up here if you're watching, organizations like the Human Rights Campaign Foundation and Welcoming Schools, I understand that they're trying to promote inclusivity, but this is not the appropriate way to do it through schools. A breach of parental rights without telling parents what their children are going to be spending nearly 1 hour on, and if that topic happens to conflict with any parents' given values. There's a difference between, teaching kids how to treat others with respect in a golden rule sense and force-feeding politicized worldviews onto unsuspecting children without their parental consent. There's a difference between that. So let's go back to the article once again. The National Day of Reading was organized by the Human Rights Coalition, a pro-transgender advocacy group, and the event is named after Jazz Jennings, a man who knew that she had a girl's brain in a boy's body since he was two. So many of you are familiar with Jazz Jennings. He's become a spokesperson for trans kids everywhere, and this event that LAUSD shared today was a part of that organization. So during the event, students listened to a reading of a book called Red, about a blue crayon that is told by family and friends that he has actually read. And this book is included in the HRC's National Day of Reading Organizing Toolkit. Now, these organizations, once again, we've talked about this many, many times before on this, on these videos. Outside organizations such as this, such as the Human Rights Coalition, Jazz Jennings organization, outside organizations are partnering with our schools. We all know that these outside organizations have politicized worldviews that they want to implement into schools under an umbrella, a veil of inclusion. And that's how they soft bully people into not pushing back. Because if you raise your hand as a parent and say, I'm not ready for my child to learn about this, of course, labeled a bigot. We know that this is egregious and this is not true. And we need to stand up for truth and parental rights. But I want to take a look now and show you what HRC's National Day of Reading Organizing Toolkit looks like, because this is created, as it says here, to facilitate a celebration of stories supporting transgender and non-binary youth. The toolkit includes books, various resources, activity guidelines, all that teachers are instructed to access and share with their students. Again, through LAUSD's instructions, without parental notification required. So let's click on this tab of what the organizing toolkit is. And I have it on my screen. Here we go. It's opening up. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, there it is. There we go. Thursday, February 16th, National Day of Reading. Organizing toolkit. We got books here called This Is Our Rainbow, When Aiden Became a Brother, Red and My Rainbow, if you're watching. This is endorsed by the National Education Association, the largest teachers union in the world, in the country, and also endorsed by the American Association of School Librarians. So we have these two entities that are heavily involved, and I want to say even dictate what our schools implement and deliver nowadays to students. So they are behind this event. Why is this event important? It talks about the current climate of LGBTQ plus students, how they want to uplift these organizations within our schools. And I've shared all these links in the title of this video for you to click and read this in its entirety. But right now I want to scroll down to some of the activities that are suggested for after reading these books in the classrooms. Let's see, how to host a reading, how to engage with the resource guides. I mean, they've got everything outlined here. Okay, so here's it says elementary discussion prompts. Okay. So for the book Red, A Crayon Story, this was the book that was read in LAUSD schools February 16th by the Deputy Superintendent of Instruction. Red, A Crayon Story. The story follows the journey of Red, a crayon with a bright red label, who is in fact blue. Red's teacher, mother, and classmates all try to help him. Red, but Red is miserable. He just can't be Red no matter how hard he tries. Can read through the lines and see where we're going with this. Finally, a brand new friend offers a new perspective, and Red discovers what readers have known all along. He's blue. So we have discussion questions here that teachers can ask students. At the end of the story, it was easy for Red to draw the water. What has changed? Can you think of examples to share an identity or a part of yourself that others may not know about you just by looking at you? What do you think the author's message is to the reader? These are questions that teachers are being given to bring up with their students during class time about being non-binary or transgender. And there's more to me than you can see crayon projects. So they've got different projects here that the teacher can do, taking up valuable class time when most students are not proficient in math or reading or any other academic subject based in knowledge. Here's another book that the toolkit recommends teachers can read to students, When Aiden Became a Brother. The author, of course, is identified by his pronouns, and the illustrator is identified by her pronouns here. I'm sure that's included or suggested to be included when you read this book to children. This is a book about when Aiden was born. Everyone thought he was a girl. His parents gave him a pretty name. His room looked like a girl's room, and he wore clothes that other girls liked wearing. After he realized he was a trans boy, Aiden and his parents fixed the parts of his life that didn't fit anymore, and he settled happily into his new life. This is a book that this organization has infiltrated into our school system to be read to 11-year-olds, or 10-year-olds for that matter, or 9-year-olds. I assume it's at the discretion of different teachers or and administrators in different districts. Be informed, parents. I mean, this is happening. This is not hyperbole. This is really happening. Some of the discussion's questions are, straight up, what does it mean to be transgender? What did Aiden's parents do to fix the parts of his life that didn't fit anymore? Aiden explored different ways of being a boy when he was, in fact, born a girl. This is teaching children to live by lies. Let's see. Here's an activity. Make a list of some of the things that you do to show the world who you are inside. Okay, that doesn't bother me, but in the context of this story, it's not really appropriate to be included into classrooms in my parent. Here's a question that they suggest that teachers ask students to discuss. What names would you choose to pick from for a new baby? We think of many names as boy names and girl names, but that doesn't include all the genders that people can be. Make a list of names that you would like for a baby who might be a boy, girl, both, or neither. Not confusing at all, right, to elementary school kids. Not intimidating or threatening to children who might be on the receiving end of this story from a teacher without the knowledge of that child's parents being informed that their child was going to receive this story on that particular day at school. Imagine being that child who, I don't know, is a religious Christian who in their mind thinks, that's not what I learn at Sunday school. That's not what my parents and my family believes. Imagine that child being asked these types of questions from an authority figure teacher, insisting that what that teacher is saying is correct. Imagine that child, how they feel. Is that inclusive? Is that respectful? Is that treating families with care and understanding for diversity of thought and diversity of opinion that we supposedly have in this country? If that child says to the teacher, my family doesn't really believe in this, which the child, any child most likely is not going to say that because it's a very intimidating thing to say that to an authority figure, especially if you have a child who has been raised to respect authority and listen to the teacher and behave in a classroom. But imagine how that child feels. Not inclusive. It's not inclusive. And like I said, everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, and it is our job to teach the golden rule. As parents and teachers, you be kind to others, that you don't harass others, that you don't bully others. But we got to draw the line here. And, you know, it's interesting. I'll share with you a little personal story before I sign off and give you a couple of hopeful solutions and tips that you can take with you, as we always like to try and do here at PragerU Kids, to offer you. But something that really kind of hit me in the gut not too long ago was one of my friends on Instagram, a friend in real life, not just an Instagram follower, a friend in real life sent me a message after a video that I posted, kind of speaking to this topic that transgender education and discussions about non-binary topics do not belong in school. I'm a firm believer that these topics should be discussed with parental guidance and authority. In a very frank way, according to each parent's value system. But I am a believer that these topics do not belong inside of a classroom, and that teachers and administrators do not have the right to deliver these types of conversations and discussions to young children inside of a classroom. But a friend who saw a post that I had previously done speaking to that and my issue with it, sent me a message on Instagram and said, "Don't you want your kids to be inclusive?" And I responded with, yes, of course I want my kids to be inclusive. But treating others with the golden rule to be respectful towards others, to treat others as you would like to be treated, that does not equate accepting a radicalized worldview to satisfy a lie that we do not believe in. So to the parents and for the teachers out there who are, you know, understandably scared to really speak against any of this that you know, might be either being force-fed to you as an educator or force-fed to your children as students in a classroom, it's okay. And now's the time to just say respectfully, I respect your point of view. I don't agree with it. I don't understand it, but I respect your ability to think in the way that you do. And that's all, you know, we have to reject these types of complex, age-inappropriate topics being forced on our kids. And we have to say this is not appropriate for a school atmosphere in purely because our task is to educate our children with knowledge and spend time in our classrooms educating our children with knowledge and not overreaching and breaching parental rights and authority. I gotta tell you, just going back to that note on the LAUSD unified page, and I have it pulled up again right here and I have it highlighted. Parent guardian notification is not required. What a slap in the face. And I don't know about you, but when I get slapped in the face, I kind of want to slap back. Figuratively, of course, we cannot continue to be harassed and abused and completely eradicated as parents who do have parental rights and authority to raise our own children. We cannot continue to be slapped in the face. We need to stand up. I'm not saying to slap back. I'm just saying to stand up and use the right of freedom of speech while we still have it to express our views. Okay, with that said, some solutions for you. Of course, I have to unveil our solution at PragerU Kids is always to educate our children with knowledge so that we can inoculate them against garbage that is likely going to be force-fed to them. It's because if our kids have knowledge in truth and history and values, then when they're hit with the garbage, they will have the sense and the grounded backing to say, I think that's garbage. That doesn't sound right according to what I'm learning. And it's our responsibility to really harness our authority and control over what we choose to nourish our children's minds with. Okay, so we like to say nourish our kids' values, our character, their character, their minds. We've got everything for you at PragerUKids.com. It is free, 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 free to subscribe. Isn't that nice? Because you pay a big fat fee to subscribe to places like Disney Plus, and you pay a big fat fee to subscribe to places like Netflix. And then when you turn on those programs, they are indoctrinating our kids without our knowledge, without our consent, in the most cryptic ways, and it's not okay. So at PragerU Kids, we've got wholesome, age-appropriate content. There is nothing political on here, and our critics will laugh and say, ha, 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 you're all political. No, there actually is nothing political on here, and I challenge anyone from the opposite side to watch our videos, and I challenge you to really try to be objective with our kids' videos, because there's nothing on there that is polarizing. Everything we make for our children's videos is, like I said, age appropriate, but it's meant to unite us and it's meant to colorblind. Oh my goodness, I said colorblind. Don't tell anyone. It's meant to unite us. It shouldn't be controversial to want to make children colorblind, but unfortunately it is. It doesn't divide us based on sexual orientation or sexual preference. It unites us as Americans, as citizens. So we do offer kids shows you can trust. And that's one solution for you to inoculate your child's mind with knowledge based in truth. We have everything for you at PragerUKids.com if you subscribe. And then if you download our PragerU app, can also get all of the kids' shows, and it makes it's a really user-friendly way to watch our children's shows that will not pop up anything strange or inappropriate like YouTube does on its algorithms. Another solution for you that we have, and I'm going to show you how to do it if we've got our screen pulled up. If you go on this PragerU Kids homepage, if you go to the Kids tab up top and you scroll on over, there you go, to Parent Action Guide. I'm going to click on it. We got a Parent Action Guide for you because a lot of parents say, where do I even start if I want to speak up against something radical happening at my child's school? What do I do? Where do I start? I'm not a public speaker. I don't feel like I'm adequately informed about the politics and the administrative purposes of, you know, how different schools run. Our Parent Action Guide, which is part of our PragerU Resources for Educators and Parents, is free on our website. It's a tool to help get you started for how to get engaged and active at your child's school. So we have this guide designed to assist parents with requesting access to curriculum and materials that are used in your kid's class, how you can escalate your concerns and to whom, because there is a pecking order. If something happens in your child's classroom, you don't go straight to the superintendent. There is a pecking order on how to start, who to start with, how to voice your concerns in an appropriate, respectful manner that is also strong and assertive. We help you how to opt your child out of certain subjects and classroom activities that might not align with your values. We do have a right to do that. Many states will claim that there are no opt-outs. Try. Opt your child out of certain subjects and classroom activities in writing. We guidance on where to start, how to do this. And we've also got other tips and tools to successfully advocate for your child in a variety of situations. Again, this guide is here for free. It talks about FOIA laws, Freedom of Information Act requests, what our rights are. What our rights are to know the types of curriculum and materials and communications, by the way, that is happening in schools between educators and parents and teachers and sometimes, you know, the State Department of Education. So these are all things that we can publicly request information about, and it is one of our rights. Let's see. We've got, I'm just scrolling through the Parent Action Guide so you can see what we offer for you. Gather information and talking points, consider your end goal, create a list of leaders to contact. This is all for you. We are building an armada of tools that is, quite frankly, exponentially increasing every single week at PragerUKids.com. We want you to use it. We want you to take advantage of everything because we're not only talking about speaking up at schools for our children and their own education. We're talking about the future of our country. And we say this time and time again here at PragerU and, you know, through the kids team and, you know, everything. We're talking about the future of our country because if we continue to raise a generation of kids who are not equipped with knowledge about our American values, our American history, Western civilization, civics, financial literacy, you know, the building blocks that create a sound society and future, if we think things are bad now, things will get exponentially worse very, very, very quickly. So we have to course correct this as quickly and swiftly as possible. And as parents and good teachers, because we know there's good teachers out there, we are tasked with doing this. And this is our calling. And we were meant for such a time as this, and it's our job. It's hard, it takes time, but with PragerU Kids, we're trying to make it a little bit easier for you. So that's what I got today. Once again, be informed, LA Unified School District parents, ask your kids if they took part, or your sixth graders specifically, any parents of sixth graders in Los Angeles Unified, ask your children if they took part in a virtual book reading event on February 16th, and if they were read about a blue crayon who thinks he's red or a red crayon who thinks he's blue. I can't even remember what the heck it was about, but ask your kids what happened and keep asking questions from your administrators, from your educators. Be respectful, be strong, and be grounded that what you're doing is the right thing. So for the future of our country and for the future of our schools. Okay, with that, leave us your comments. I've left all the links for you to investigate thoroughly on your own and read thoroughly. We thank you for your support. We can't do any of this without you. Subscribe at PragerUKids.com. And until next time, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.